bringing you up to the mid-60s. We're getting ready to observe the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK.
Right.
So November 22nd, 1963. Do you remember that day?
Yes. Oh, boy, do I. I was working in the studio, had the radio on, and this announcer just was almost crying. It was like when they had the Twin Towers in New York when I walked in and my son called me. It was stunning. They, what? Because I knew President Kennedy when I was stationed in D.C. during the Korean War. This is a sidebar here, but since we were all cleared for top secret, we would be ordered to be security for the embassy when they would have big functions. And they would bring some of us in civilian clothes, but we would be armed. I'll never forget. We were shutting this party down, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, some guy came and said, "Don't leave yet. There's a VIP party coming, so you got to open the bar up again." And I said, "Oh, boy." Part of my duty was to be near the bar. I could see outside of the bar, faced out onto the street. I saw these two limos, big limos, drive up. And all these gals and guys is pouring out of that thing. And there was a Kennedy, John Kennedy, and his entourage, and his little brother, Bobby. So we were there till about 4 in the morning or something like that.
So you watched them party down?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had to protect them. We had to be security for them. John Kennedy said, "Excuse me, wouldn't you like to have a drink?" I said, "I can't, sir." He said, "Oh, are you security?" I said, "Yes, sir. Let's see your weapon." I said, "I can't do that, sir. If I touch it, I'll have to use it." He said, "Really?" I said, "That's the way we're trained. I can show it to you." And I showed it to him. He said, "Ah, 45. I said, "Yeah, it kicks like crazy, but that's what they assigned us." I said, "I like my old twin myself." He said, "Your twin?" I said, "Yeah, my Smith & Wesson, which I, by the way, still have, that I brought back with me." I said, "That long barrel I love." I said, "This damn 45, it kicks so much." And I said, "It's hard to break down, put back together again." He said, "You still have to do that?" And I said, "Yes, sir, we certainly do." He said, "Well, let's have a drink." I said, "Oh, you're ordering me to. Yes, sir, I'm going to have a Dewars and water. Thank you, sir."
When would that have taken place? What year?
That would have been not too long after I was to get out. It was like mid-53, maybe.
John Kennedy, at that time, was obviously very friendly, just an average guy.
Yeah, I know that there were quite a few nice-looking young ladies in the party, because there were two limos that I remember pull up, and I said, "Wow, we got some VIPs coming or something." There was probably 10 in the party, I guess. Yeah.
So then November 22nd, 63, that memory came back rushing to you.
Oh, boy, did it ever.